Good morning. This is Craig Hall with the Ledger LCJ Update and Podcast for Monday, today, November 22nd, 2021. This is the 326th day of 2021. There are 39 days left in the year. LaFleur County Commissioners meet today at 9 o'clock. Among the items to be discussed are selling some county land, a joyous scene of marching bands and children dancing in Santa hats and waving pom-poms turned deadly in an instant as an SUV sped through barricades into a Christmas parade in suburban Milwaukee, killing at least five people and injuring more than 40 others. In sports, Utah State defeated Oklahoma 73-70 in the championship game of the Myrtle Beach Invitational. Former OSU golfer Taylor Gooch was playing too well to get fazed by anything Sunday in the RSM Classic, and it paid off with his first PGA Tour title when he closed with a 6-under-64 for three-shot victory at Sea Island. In weather, we'll have clear skies and a beautiful day expected Monday in LaFleur County. The high is expected to be 60 degrees with a low of 36 degrees. Sunday's high was 62 with a low of 36. Sunrise Monday is 6:59. Sunset is at 5:09. Average temperatures for November 22nd are a high of 61 with a low of 33. Records for the date were a high of 75 in 1973. The record low was 15 in 1976. A year ago, on November 22nd, 2020, the high was 71 with a low of 36. A total of 0.02 inches of rain was recorded. On the county calendar, in addition to the LaFleur County Commissioners meeting at 9 a.m., funeral services for Delana Esther are at 11 a.m. Monday at the Lovings Baptist Church with Reverend David Harden and Reverend Chad Loper officiating. Burial will follow at the Lovings Cemetery under the direction of Don Roberts Funeral Home of Huebner. She was born January 23, 1974 in Fort Smith to Ray and Pam Wingers Lumen and passed away surrounded by family on November 18, 2021 in Fort Smith. On this date in history, on November 22, 1963, John F. Kennedy, the 35th President of the United States, was shot and died during a motorcade in Dallas. In 1718, English pirate Edward Teach, better known as Blackbeard, was killed during a battle off present-day North Carolina. In 1906, the SOS distress signal was adopted at the International Radio Telegraphic Convention in Berlin. In 1977, regular passenger service between New York and Europe on the supersonic Concorde began on a trial basis. In 1990, British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, having failed to win re-election to the Conservative Party leadership on the first ballot, announced she would resign. 10 years ago, baseball players and owners signed an agreement for a new labor contract, a deal making baseball the first North American professional major league to start blood tests for human growth hormone and expanding the playoffs to 10 teams by 2013. In today's birthday, International Tennis Hall of Famer Billie Jean King is 78. Retired MLB All-Star Greg Luzinski is 71. Actor Jamie Lee Curtis is 63. International Tennis Hall of Famer Boris Becker is 54. And actor Scarlett Johansson is 77. We ask that you please check out today's newsletter at HebronLedger.substack.com. If you like it, subscribe for only $5 a month or $50 a year. And please share this with anybody you think might be interested. And if you're your business want to sponsor one of our sections, email Craig at HebronLedger.com or call 918-653-2425 to get started. We are also trying to increase our subscribers and need your help. Our goal is a minimum of 1,000 for either our newsletter at HebronLedger.substack.com or the e-edition at HebronLedger.com. Cost is less than a meal at any restaurant. Your support of a locally owned and operated business is very important and appreciated. We thank you again for joining us today and hope you have a great day and a great week.